Welcome to the Cart Cellini Daily Podcast, bringing you the voices of poets and writers from around the world, as published in CartCellini.com, the online literary magazine. I'm Dave Bonna, and here's my co-editor Beth Adams to introduce today's feature.
Today's post at Cart Cellini is an image post, which is actually a portfolio of six black and white photographs by Elizabeth Angel. She's a graduate student in New York City, among other things, and this summer she was in Turkey, and she took these pictures, which are all images of calligraphic inscriptions on the walls and pillars of the Eski Kami, or Old Mosque, a 15th century Ottoman mosque in Edirne, Turkey. Elizabeth tells us that the inscriptions consist of Quranic passages and of particular individual words freighted with religious force. Islamic calligraphy is both a devotional art form for the person who does it and views it, and a locus of apotropaic power. And apotropaic, of course, means having the power to ward off evil or bad luck. In the photographs, we see these enormous inscriptions on the walls of this very large mosque, which, like most Middle Eastern Islamic mosques, has a very large interior space covered with the floor covered with carpets, where people are standing or sitting, reading or doing their daily prayers. And the mosque is adorned only by patterned paintings of just repeated patterns, or perhaps some of this is tile work. I can't really tell in the photographs, but figurative art is not considered acceptable in Islam. So that's why calligraphy has become such a beautiful and intricate art form. So we urge you to go to the site and take a look at these pictures. In one of them, there's just a beautiful, huge curve that is the word Wahid, which means one. And that's superimposed over the word for Allah, which is in outline only. And Elizabeth says that together, the composition can be read as God is one.